What's up, everyone? Keith Fleming here with the man, the myth, the legend, RC Carlton for an emergency succession pod off of a, I think, all-time pantheon episode. We're going to get into spoilers. So obviously, if you've not seen the third episode of their final season, you don't want to listen any further because we're going to get right into this. But before we start, RC, do you remember? I'm pretty sure it was after season two on this network, we had to talk about this show having potential to, kind of grab that imaginary title of the best show on TV. And I think not only has it done it, it's exceeded my expectations. Like, I thought season three was by far its best season, and I think so far season four has been great. Do you agree, or is that too much?
I agree, and I was thinking about that, and I read it over it, and I think there are shows that on a week-to-week basis that can be as good as Succession, not meaning, but I don't think there's any show it can get to a place that nobody else can get to. I think it's almost, well, the NBA, I feel like sometimes it's like that, even though Succession might be better than that, but like Kevin Durant, I feel like Kevin Durant can get to a level that nobody else can get to, but it's like Kevin Durant in his prime of getting to that level because now he's like not playing all that. So it's not a perfect analogy, but like no one can hit the notes that the last two season finales have had. No one can hit where they've gotten. The closest thing I can think of is Better Call Saul, the final season, and then the good episodes, especially the final season. I thought, but you're dealing with the ending, so it's a little bit different, but I think that the last season might have been on that level, but still, it doesn't hit like something like this or the last episode of this. The last episode of every season of Succession has been amazing. And then this was amazing. So yeah, I think we were right.
It reminds me so much of Breaking Bad's arc. And I know we talked about this off air, but I love that they're closing, that they're only doing four seasons. This is it. I really think I trust these guys are going to finish, throwing 100 miles an hour if you want to look at the baseball analogy. And, it's kind of like Breaking Bad because if you remember the beginning of this show, the first four or five episodes are by far the worst, in my opinion,
It's a
of the
struggle. I
show.
almost gave up.
Yeah. Exactly. And then about episode seven, it just feels like it's kind of started cooking. The two-part wedding, to your point, at the end of the first season is just two incredible episodes. And then it's just kind of steamrolled
But do you know
from
why?
there.
Just to interrupt you, do you know why
Yeah.
or what the reason I think, and this is kind of what do you call it? Past this prologue. I think the reason why it struggled is because Logan's sick in the first episode. There's not a lot of Logan. And the more Logan there is, the better the show gets. So the question, we can get into a little bit later, but how much he's the son. I think you said it and I've said it somewhere else. He's the son that the whole show revolves around, S-U-N. But at the same time, he probably isn't the main character, which is a really weird thing.
It's very
So
weird.
where do they go from there? So I think that we can get into that later, but not just where, but can the show survive the last seven episodes without the sun?
Yeah, he's like the Night King from Game of
Yeah,
Thrones,
just
right? It's
over
like he's out on
everything.
the show most,
Like,
but that's when the shit's most exciting is when he's around.
yeah. Or even like Tywin Lannister, when I feel like the
Yeah.
show Game of Thrones wasn't as good as about Tywin Lannister. And that and they're similar in the kids. They all thrived off the fact that their father was around and their identity was through their father. And, there were still good seasons, but I don't think Game of Thrones ever was as good when Tywin Lannister was gone.
Man, that you've got my mind just going a million places. I'm gonna have to really think about that and try to figure out which one of each of the kids
Is
are the
which
Lannister
one?
kids. Yeah, because I mean, really,
Well,
seriously,
Tywin, well,
it's
we can go out there. Tyrion would have to be Roman, I think. They're
you think
both
so?
converted. I guess Kendall, is Jamie, and it works. And
Yeah,
Cersei
sir. Yeah, you're
is
right.
Shiv. Yeah, it works. It works. And Cersei and Shiv, in a way, like smarter than they, not as smart as they think, but smart and competent, but not as smart as they think. And Jamie has all those insecurities, and so does Kendall. And then Roman and Tywin are just out there, but really smart. You know, even I think Tywin's probably a little smarter. Tyrion is a lot
Man,
smarter
you
than
are
him.
on to something here. Think about it. Jamie, basically did everything he could to buck his father, right? To not have the name. Kendall has literally gone
That's what
after
he's
Logan
become, yeah.
now numerous times. I mean,
Yeah.
this is
And he's got
I'm
like an
gonna
affliction, drug addict, and then the
dude,
not
this
having a
is
hand. It
insane.
works actually. I wonder if they did it on purpose now that I'm thinking about it.
Oh
I never thought about that until you said that. And obviously the father is very similar.
yeah, monster.
Yeah.
But the true monster of the show is the mother, which is the one thing that I
She's
love about the
awesome.
show is they have guests that come in and
That
everybody.
was a
So what,
great
let's hear
part
it.
of that was the most real thing. Nobody ever says this, but the most real thing about that episode is Shiv saying, I wished it was mom. Like nobody would say that out loud, but that has happened. That has happened. Even at my this is a personal thing, but at my grandmother and my aunt, well, three people died of COVID. And my grandmother and my mama, not my mom, thank God, but grandmother, my aunt, and an uncle that was a married in uncle. And one of my cousins was there, and like he couldn't talk to me because he was upset that I had COVID and I lived and his dad didn't. He was like, go away. And I was like, I understood it, but like it's his dad. So he
Right.
had to choose between a loved one, you know, and we grew up really close. So it's like that. You'd rather, if somebody's gonna die, it'd rather be somebody that you
Still be
like
nice to keep
less.
the thought to yourself, right?
Yes,
Like, I mean,
Shiv,
when R
saying
Roman's
that, yes.
reaction was so great,
It's
I think he
rough.
just says, wow.
Yeah. That's a lot. Yeah, Roman is
All
the more
right, let's get into this
humane.
episode.
Yeah, let's do
Overall
that.
thoughts on this episode, and also go ahead and go, you can go into the first three episodes. How do you think they've done so far?
Jesse Armstrong, the showrunner, is just amazing in his mind and the way he takes this and what they do with the show. There's never been that I've seen a show quite like this. Even though sometimes I feel like every now and then I can see the puppet strings, rarely. But the way they do this, and it really is a character study, even though all these things are happening, but it's like it's very simple, but it's complicated at the same time. So if you see the dynamics, there's always a big event and something huge happens. Okay. There's a business thing, but all it really is just switching around the alliances. And when they do have something huge happen, they reset and say, oh, well, it's not really that big a deal and maybe not happen. So, you know, you got Kendall, first season Kendall. He's supposed to be taking it over. He backs out. They still keep trying to push for it. And still Sandy's trying to take it over the whole season, even though at the end it looks like they avoided it. Second season, I believe, Kendall knocks out FBI, even raids it. Nothing ever happens to them. They aren't damaged in any way. Kendall is immediately neutered the beginning of the second season, even though it looked like he had them. Then they were like, well, maybe he didn't really have that much. Then the third season, they do it again. The greatest speech maybe ever given in a monologue when he just goes off on the kids. Then they're like, well, let's raise the price. Maybe the Gojo thing won't go through. So they do that, and that's the cycle, but it works because then they'll throw this in, or you know, and then at the end of each season, they threw something else in, and it doesn't get old because family dynamics are like that. Like if you have siblings, you have cousins, sometimes you're closer to this person. Sometimes you're close to that person. Sometimes you're always with this person. You know, you never, because these people are in your life your whole life. So it is like even on a Sunday where my family is like getting together, we might have little debates and arguments. I might take one person's side, or I feel like somebody's being ganged up,
Right.
or I might go. So I think that's the beauty of the show, the elegance and the simplicity at the same time.
Yeah, I actually rewatched all three of the episodes because I knew we were going to do this pod, and I feel like the season has been so good. And what was amazing to me was A, how shocking Logan's death was. And we'll get into, that in a little bit more in a minute, but they laid it all out there for us, and I didn't even
First
notice it
episode
because, yeah, he had
with
the
the bodyguard.
conversation, right, with his bodyguard about what's after death. Then, if
He's
you think
old, so
about it, the second
I didn't think it was going to
episode
happen right then.
has
He
the
died
brawl with
anytime.
his kids, right? Like, where he tries to reconcile, they won't. And
That
I
was a
mean,
clue.
literally, that was like a dying man, right? Like, saying, I'm trying to reconcile. He even says we can all move on from this. You know what I
He
mean?
never
They
said,
don't
I don't think
want
he
it.
ever said he loved them at the same time. He might have said it to Shiv.
He said, I love you, but you guys are not serious
But he
people.
did say, I love you. And
Yeah, he
everything
did
before
say
that was conciliatory. And granted, his concessions come and he wants something, but I don't think that makes it less hard. I think it's part manipulation, but I also think that when he tries to pull them in, it's genuine, but his narcissism is what drives him to give his true feelings, which is a weird thing. Because I never
I
thought
love
he
how,
didn't love him. He's just abusive.
yeah, I don't think he know. And they, that's one thing I hope that we still get is maybe some more backstory. But they also, I just love how complicated they make the relationships. And something that I thought was really, again, subtly done in this episode is, the kids are basically playing fucking hot potato with the phone while their dad's dying, and Tom calls and gives them the chance to say these last words to him. But then if you look again and you just think about what's happened in the 10 minutes before they get that phone call, he gets Roman, tells him you need to fire Jerry, which is about the most fucked up thing he can do to Roman, right? So
On
that's
many
a really bad
levels.
dad thing. And then they bring up the what he did to Connor when he got his mom institutionalized, where he just fed him
Well,
cake for a
maybe
week.
she
So, I mean,
needed
this
it.
is a terrible dad. So
Yeah,
you can
maybe she needed it. Oh,
understand
but
why the
yeah, what
kids
he
are
did,
like,
do? He
they
gave
don't
him
know
like
what to
ice
say.
cream or something.
Yeah.
He gave him a
He
cake.
gave him
Without,
cake.
but that's probably the best he could think of. Like for him, that's probably the most compassionate thing he could conjure up. Which is really sad. But then, if you remember some of the things they said, he was abused. He didn't like to talk about it. There were scars on his back. He lived, wanted to live with his uncle. So I don't know. It's like I have more sympathy for Logan because of what he's accomplished. And I guess I look up to people that have great accomplishments. And then he did. He gave them a freaking, like, he may have put them on a couch for years, but they could pay for the best therapist. So it's like, we never like blame a father for being poor, but that is a disadvantage, you know? So I don't know. I don't know. It's complicated.
Don't forget that this show, it is in a lot of ways satire, and it was definitely pitched originally as satire. And to your point, I think they are making fun of, these people are acting like they have these humongous problems, which they do, but they're doing that while flying around in freaking private jets and
Imagine.
helicopters and, throwing out lobster meals.
He
So
cursed them out and called them, as my people would say, everything but a child of God in the end of last season, but they still had access to the helicopter until he cut it off.
which,
Like
by the way, I
and they were
love
like
he let them
shocked.
arrive and then sent it off because he could have done it before, but he's like,
And
screw
that
you.
was one of the apologies. That was one of the apologies. We knew that upset them. He's like, I'm sorry for the helicopter. You know, it wasn't like he's still providing for them, even though. Like, and even this horrible, this deal that's the end of their lives and they don't have a legacy is gonna make them billionaires if they're not already billionaires individually. This deal would have made them billionaires. It's like
All right.
Stephanie and Shane and Hunter or Paul.
Right.
They're making how much off this? Even if they want to run it, you know, she wants to run it, but
Yeah, they're bitching about
still,
a
Bill.
couple
Oh
extra
yeah, so
hundred
bad.
million, a couple extra hundred million when they're all getting billions. Before we get into thoughts on killing off Logan, I need to know, was he in that bathroom by himself or was he in there with Mrs.?
I think people are missing on that one, but it's possible. But what Tom said is that he got sick and went to the bath. He said something of the nature of he got up, he wasn't feeling well, and he went to the bathroom.
I think you're right. I
So
forgot
I
about
don't
that
think it
part that
was
he did
that.
say that
I
before
think she
then.
came out like that because she was in shock. It
One of the
was great
lines of the
acting.
episode of when Tom said, they said, well, I think she's in shock. He goes, well, she looked like she just caught a fucking fly
Tom has the
ball at
best
Yankee
lines. Tom
Stadium.
has the best lines. Well,
Oh,
other than Logan.
God.
But Tom's like, look, she caught a ball at Wrigley Field. But I think she was just in shock
Oh,
because
for
this
sure.
man that everything was tied to, I don't think she had feelings for him, but she admired him. You know, the
And
way
she was attached to him. Very
yeah,
similar to
she
the way
got
Tom
in
broke
there.
down later in the episode, right? Almost exactly the same way when
And he
talking to
respected
Greg.
her. He let her take control in the family meeting the one before. The other kind of time, last season, she was parroting him and she was like, fuck off. And then Shiv's like, that's not a plan. But she was acting like she was learning from him. Like, even though, you know, what we thought it was like nasty or sick, but she was like a mentor, like a sick mentorship, you know? Which I'm sure a lot of that actually happens. Those sugar daddy when I've seen like the ads or whatever for the girls, they say something like looking for a mentor. And I'm sure that's part of it. I'll let you know if I get to that point. I'll let you
I
know.
just, I'm like, he's 84 years old. Good for you, Logan, if you can still,
Right. I'll let you know
take
if
care of
there's really
business.
mentoring involved. But
Now,
yeah, so I think it was, so that's what I think. I don't remember the
that's a
exact line.
good
So I
point.
don't think it meant that, but it seemed like that if you missed the timeline.
Right.
And
All
that
right.
was the very beginning too. And I do think there's something too, like they started it like every episode. No foreshadowing, no hint. Logan's still up to that nasty shit that he does. Roman calls him a cunt, calls his dad a cunt, the last possible communication.
I love he goes, are you a
And he's just like, you're kind of what? And so, like, his last, even though I think when I look at that, maybe the only flaw in the episode, and it still works, was they made that happen so that Roman had regret too, because he had reconciled. Everybody else was on the outs, and Roman had reconciled almost like they, I don't know if he's this brilliant, but almost like they said, okay, we're gonna do this like. Somebody's like, let's kill on this episode. So it starts off and then they start the death part, you know? Because it was, I've never seen a show like no foreshadowing, regular show, boom, it's dead. Everybody react. You know, it was like real life too, but it's interesting.
That's what, let's get into Logan's death. The I thought just exactly what you're saying. That was the most real portrayal of a person dying I've ever seen on television or movies, in the sense that, I was in absolute shock. My wife was in tears, pretty much from that point on. And just the fact that, maybe it's got a lot to do with obviously, like, the COVID years where a lot of people, sadly, that's how they, said goodbye to loved ones was over the phone, and they didn't have a chance to go visit them like in a hospital, but it just felt so real. And normally when a big character dies on a TV show, it's like a second to last season or episode of the season or the last episode, and it leads to something big, or you flash to the funeral, or or the repercussions. And what I loved is they stuck in the now. And showed exactly how the kids reacted immediately during it, immediately after it, and then still by the end of the episode, they kind of collected their thoughts and they sort of got something together. But it was just, I really thought, an absolutely brilliant, just example of how much death, can mess you up. And even if you have a very conflicted relationship with somebody that, again, they everybody but Roman, I did went back and listen. He did not say he loved him. He was the only of the three kids that did not say I love you on the phone call. Because when he said that, I go, he said it. He did not.
Yeah, I have it here somewhere. Somebody did a screenshot one in succession groups of what they said. Here it is. I'll say what they said.
Sure.
You're a good dad. You're a very good dad. You did a good job. And then he says, that's Roman. Kendall says, I do. I love you, okay? And it's okay, even though you fucking, I don't know. I can't forgive you. It's okay, and I love you. Don't go, please, Shiv. I love you. You fucking, she almost goes off on, there's no excuse for being, I don't know. I do love you, and it's okay, daddy. She got pretty decent. He didn't treat her bad, by the way. And then, he doesn't even get to get on the phone. He just says he never liked me, Connor. But yeah, so he doesn't say I love you. Roman doesn't say I love you. But Shiv, Shiv, what'd he do to you? Not respect your husband that you don't respect, and like not give you the CEO.
I mean, honestly, the meanest thing he's done to her, to her point, was what he's done recently with Tom by, giving him the advice to
That's
go out and
pretty
get every
awful. But still
lawyer.
not awful enough to be like
No, I agree with you. Like,
hate him.
it's not, it doesn't seem like there's the, litany of stuff for forever. And he's always been warmer to her than the other two kids or three kids.
And like, I don't think she's ever said, I mean, obviously he's not warm and fuzzy, but
Right.
he actually hit Roman. He's fucked with Kendall, like his
Ignored
and
Connor, like
what
just
the yeah,
ignored
ignored
him.
kind of what the wife, the ex-wife said about him. Logan would kick a dog to
Just to see if he'd
see
come
if it
back
would
to
come
him.
back. He did that to Kendall his whole life, and to lesser degree,
was doing it to Roman on the last night,
He's doing
right?
it.
Like
Yeah, he's doing it
he's
again.
literally
Yeah.
saying, go fire the one person you care about in this
Yeah.
company, and then I want
But
to see if you'll
you
come
are
back
the
to me.
reason why I'm probably
Exactly.
firing her anyway. So it's like, yeah, it's really fucked up kind of stuff that he makes me do. Even after he needs him, and he still like is doing that, messing with his head. But yeah, I'm sorry, we got off track a little bit. But yeah, that's what they said.
Do you think that, because I know you, I think I know what you're going to say, because you talked about how big Logan is. Are you worried that they did this too soon?
Yeah, see, it's funny. And we're in wrestle. Well, it's really past WrestleMania season, and the people that may not listen to other podcasts or our history or whatever, or on the network, wrestling could be like this. It's the timing, and there's this whole thing, and I won't go too far, but there's this wrestler who could have gone over and been the hero and won, but didn't, and now people say, oh, he can get it later. It's like, man, the timing is so crucial in these stories, and I wonder. If they went, they still could have made it realistic, but they wanted to like shock. And then to me, the show has always been about who he would pick. And
I
now
don't
they
think
made
though he
it
would
about.
ever pick anybody. Don't you
That's what
think like
somebody
his
else said too, that he would ever, but maybe he was on his deathbed and he picked
right.
someone,
I guess that's yeah.
or someone wins it by subterfuge. Like maybe Roman. Like someone does the last game, like he's like senile, and you get him to sign the papers, or you do something that's horrible to win, and
Right.
you really show that you're his son or his daughter. I could see Shiv doing that, like, yeah, he picked me, you know, here we go, deathbed, that kind of thing. But I don't want to be caught in the. I'm willing to let it develop. Too many fans of shows want it to be the way they want to be, and if it's not, it's not right. I always reserve the right of. The author, the showrunner, the booker to tell the story they want to tell, and then I can decide if I think it's well told. So I think it's gonna struggle. Seven is way too much without with the guy who carries the show. I would not watch the show without Logan Roy, aka, oh my God, how can I have Brian Cox? Like he just
You
became
think
like
you're
my
going to get
favorite actor
flashbacks
almost.
of him? Because I wondered, that's a way to still
Someone
have
said
his
they will.
presence in the show. See, that's what I was
I
thinking.
heard
Is he
that.
still
But
going
I
to be a
still not, I mean,
presence?
they can't do flashbacks the whole time,
No, no, no. But I mean, he's not in a, and that was the other kind of red herring to his death. He was so heavily involved in the first two episodes compared to previous seasons. You know,
And
like
gave a whole
it's.
bunch of interviews leading into it. I was wondering why he was so free, because he was more subtle, but this time he was just like, I fucking hate method acting. This is annoying. Before he was like, yeah, it's a little
He
annoying.
is
He was
not
like
like him
going
and
off on
Jeremy Strong
everything.
are not going to hang out, I don't think,
Yeah,
after
and did
this
you
show
see
wrap.
the after show? He was like, I think they're gonna miss him. Like he's cocky like Logan in that way. He's like got a lot of swagger and a lot of like he's got those McDonald's commercials. He's done well for himself from this.
Oh, this show's made him.
And then I realized
The
I went back how many movies he's in, and I never really knew his
Super
name.
Troopers is what I always think of when
Well,
I
see,
see him.
I didn't watch that. I mean, I think I'm not much of it, but he's in Troy, he's in X-Men, and he's in The Bourne Supremacy. And he's amazing in that.
He's
He's like
Stryker, right?
Stryker.
Next man?
In Wolverine, he's Stryker. When
Yeah.
Wolverine loses his memory, he's the guy that's been brainwashing Wolverine. He's the guy that was brainwashing Jason Bourne and the big Jason Bourne supremacy. Like these amazing scenes that I remember, and it was him. And even in Troy, which is one of my favorite movies, that Corey and I quote all the time, he's in that too. So he's like in all these movies. Like so, he's amazing. But I just it's character actor though,
Right.
not
Yeah,
this.
stage actor too. The on I think like I said, I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt. The one reason I understand it is again, I just think Logan was unbeatable and they had proven that
Yeah, that's true
in
too.
three seasons. So the only way to really have this free-for-all the rest of the season between, because it's not just going to be the kids. I think it's going to be what's his name? Skarsgård's character.
Yeah.
He's going to be
Tom,
involved,
obviously.
you know, Jerry and those, like, there's going to be other players,
Yeah.
Tom, in this thing. And the only way any of them could have beat Logan is for him to die,
Yeah, I think
because
that's
he
true too.
just, all he
You're
does
not
is
gonna beat him,
win.
yeah. And
Yeah.
then the two, the show. The way the show and the way Brian Cox, it wasn't just that murky, and this actually happened. I don't know how much you want to share, but this actually happened in the group too. But I'll say this first. The invincibility, what you said about not being able to beat him, even in the show, I was just like, it's not that kind of show, but they can't kill him. And then it's like, it's Logan. He's gonna survive. And the kids were like that. And I think watching it, you felt like that is this guy, that is this dominant force, that he can't die like this, you know? And so even that made it worse because of who it was. It's like Superman dying, like a well, a Homelander or something. But it's like that kind of man dying. You can't see it. And so that was part of it. You just thought he was going to shake it off because
And
it's
off
World
screen
War.
is the crazy thing, right? Like, we didn't even see him fall, or you know what I'm
Exactly.
saying? Like that's just, again, just so rare.
And that realism, before I know we could go free flowing though, but the realism of it. And I remember that when my father died, he had a stroke, and we rushed down there. He was in the hospital, so it was a little different. And he was there. We had to take off life support, but we had to make those decisions, which they had to make. Corey and I had to make those kind of decisions and still be grieving. And then there was this in between thing with death where you don't really know if the person's dead or not. Nobody talks about that. The mystery, if you're not there and you're getting secondhand information and you're having phone calls and you don't know if the person actually died. And it actually happened with a member of the group this week. And his wife told me she thought he, I won't say his name, I could text you, but she said, I think he's gone. And I didn't want to keep prying. And I'm like, then this morning she's like, no, I think he's gonna make it. And then about noon, he texted me. But it's like the murkiness of, and I told a couple people that he had passed because his wife said she thought he was gone. But it's the murkiness of, we all on TV, it's cut and dry. You're just dead. But since we're not omnipotent, you're not always there. You're getting secondhand information. Death isn't, if it's something like that, it could be slow. There's an in-between kind of thing when they're trying to resuscitate you. You know, it's not as clean cut. And that's the only show that ever even address that in between place, not the person being dead or not, but the in between of your knowledge of the person being dead or not, which is another level, you know?
And also, one final thing on that is just the tough decisions that somebody's got to make, whether it be business, family, funeral arrangements, whatever. Like, yeah, you're grieving immediately, but there's a lot of shit you got to do. And it's tough on anybody. And that's, you
Imagine if
know,
you're rich and you had all that money and you're the
exactly.
media,
And you
and
got
then you
stock, like the
literally have
stock and
people,
everything.
and they're like Tom. I hate Tom, but they had to do what Tom had to do too in a different way because they're the kids. And like there's a feeding frenzy. There are people already planning against them. And as much as they can say about their father, you didn't mess with those kids when he was around. And someone, I think it was maybe Alan Sepinwall said it, but on the Watch podcast, I don't know, it might have been Andy Greenwald, and so I'm trying to give the right references, that they rolled their eyes at the kids. People were rolling their eyes, and they never rolled their eyes at the kids when Logan was alive. So it's already starting slowly. You can see that
I love that.
Tywin Lannister, like the subtleties, like, who are you? You're not. You don't have
Right.
juice.
You're not serious people, right?
Yeah, you're not serious people at all.
Let's do some predictions for the rest of the season. Let's start with the biggest one. Who do you think ends up in Logan's position at the end?
That's a good question. I think it should be Roman, but I think it'll be Kendall. That's kind of been foreshadowed. He's the old, well, he's not the oldest, but he's the oldest of the
No, Connor
ones that
doesn't count.
they don't
Nobody
treat
counts
as a.
Connor.
They definitely treat the three with this, and I guess that does happen. If you got the same mom and dad, you treat it a little bit differently. But or there may be as a tighter bond because you're always together, no matter whose house you go to. But I think it's gonna be Kendall. Yeah, I don't see them giving to Shiv, and I would love if they gave it to Roman, but I don't think they've always. The show has treated Roman as the whipping boy and as the dog. That even Kendall, like. Kind of always finds a way to get back up and get back in the fight and lands on his feet, but that's not true of Roman. It's not really true of Shiv. I mean, Shiv stays on a level, but Shiv never, she was a consultant for somebody running for president. Now, what's she do now? She's just an aristocrat.
Well, and that's the one thing
Got to buy companies.
I'm kind of hoping that they continue to do what they're doing now. That was one of the things that I disagreed with, I think it was on the Ringer podcast, them saying they went right back to kind of, their old selves, is that, you had Kendall, who has the most business sense, right? He immediately starts thinking about the markets and, everything we do today is going to, be remembered from this day and be in every autobiography, yada, yada, yada. Shiv, you could tell, not only drafted most of that statement that the kids made, but she
Yeah,
obviously read
that's
it.
our strength. Yeah.
And Roman was honestly the one that was trying to grieve and process
Yeah.
and be the emotion of it. And I hope they continue to work together. I have a bad feeling they're gonna, get right
Yeah, they're going
back
to
to
go
their
against each other.
battling
You know, the funny
ways.
thing is about Roman is, and at first I couldn't stand him, but he's the most human, granted. And they've toned it down because his sexual freakiness and
Yeah.
stuff was so
He's by
weird
far the
in
most
it.
empathetic. Like he's
Yeah,
the one
he is
always,
by far.
to give a
But he's the
hug,
one,
touch, pat on the back.
he's the one who tries the most. His language is the worst, but he's actually the most kind and compassionate. Like, I don't actually think he's a bad person.
I
A
don't
lot
either.
of the
I
I
think
don't
he's just
think,
fucked up,
yeah, he's messed up.
from the
Yeah, but I
way he's
don't
been
think he was a
treated.
bad, like, he cares about people, and most of those people. Now, I mean, he cares about people. I mean, we don't care about those people as much. There's just more insignificant people when you're rich, but like,
Right.
we don't care about like the toll road operator, the person giving you or somebody at Chick-fil-A, So I don't know, but yeah, I think that it won't be Roman. How about that?
Do you think the sale of Waystar still goes through?
No,
You don't.
they're gonna
Okay.
pull back. I don't think that, and I think he might just try to do maybe a hostile takeover. Maybe it changes from something that's passive to a hostile takeover. Because Andrew Skarsgård, I saw him in the previews.
Yeah, he was in a lot of the because they did. They obviously were able to release a lot more stuff because the trailers that we had seen thus far were only through the first three episodes. We had a lot of Logan in it.
And there's a callback too. I don't know if you remember, but somebody posted it when Roman is meeting with him in like this club. I think it's Kendall's birthday party, and he says basically like, "What happens when you're? When's your dad gonna die?"
Oh,
And
that's
Roman's
right.
like, "Well, we're all waiting for my dad to die, but like,
Yeah.
what are you talking about?" So it's almost like he had that. He's like, "This is vulnerable anyway," and in some ways, it is like WWE back to it because he was just gonna have. He was gonna run ATN, which is basically like WWE,
Oh, yeah, very much like
and then that
yourself.
other and Skarsgård and the guy who owns Endeavor is up top. So it was gonna be just like that, actually. Another parallel. But
More of a merger, right?
so
Yeah,
I don't
but.
think it will go through. And I think it's gonna be a family company and the kids. Now, I don't know if the wife is gonna come back. A lot of people are talking about that, but she would have to have some kind of control. He tried to give her the company. In the beginning, first season, he tried to like give it to
Well, and
the.
she, don't forget, she has the information on Kendall, which I still wonder if that's
Yeah.
going to come back up. She's her and her son are the only two
You would
people
think
other
it
than,
would come back. You would think it would.
right. Do you think Tom and Shiv get back together?
I think they don't get divorced, but not get back together. I think
So
the
they're
new show.
basically as fucked up as they were when they were
No, I
first
think it'll be
together.
like it is now, like a long step, like a separation if they need each other. They'll do that, like the hugs. They might need each other for business, or there'll be a reason. But I don't think they'll be like, well, as functioning as a marriage as it was. I don't think they actually will be divorced. They'll be separated, but not divorced, is my prediction.
Did you take away from the last episode that the kid that is in the most healthy spot is Connor? Because he was the one
By
that
far.
chose to move forward, right? Like
Yeah,
he's not going to get obsessed with it. I'm going to go ahead and get married anyway in front of five people who stuck around to watch it after the news of Logan dying, and the kids left. But I thought that was kind of sweet. And even though it was very depressing, like very depressing
he's a
what
lot
he
further
said.
down the road than the other kids are too. And honestly, he said he basically one time he said, "I didn't talk to Pop for a year or 3 years or something," he said a few seasons ago. He's like, "You're whining." He said, "Pop didn't talk to me for like 2 years, 3 years, a year. It was something wild." He's like, "Really? You care?" I think they intentionally, even what he said about being the tree or whatever the hell he said, the insect and get, digesting insects that like die in his stomach and not having love and all that stuff. I think they were setting it up for him to be a person that could handle this better. And his life doesn't change that much, except for when he wants to go for a loan and he won't see him in family functions.
By the
He understands and
latest
accepts his dad.
Napoleon's penis or whatever they always.
I think he understands and accepts his dad, and he loves his dad, but I think he's the only one that feels free because of it.
Which
He they
I thought
he's
that was
using
actually
his
really
life.
beautiful, the moment they had, especially when that's sort of been a transactional relationship. But at least to me, there's been hints over, especially the last season, that they actually do love each other. It
Even
just not
though
be in
that
that
was the most
traditional sense.
reassuring thing, she's like, "I'm not gonna leave you right now
Yeah,
or yet
yeah.
or
They're
whatever
like
she
they
said."
love. I just love that they both busted out laughing to that though.
This guy's still it's tough. Now she can get all of his
So
money if they married, so it'd be dumb for her
exactly.
to
One
marry.
other thing for Connor. What are they doing with the White House here? Because that was a big part of the trailer for the rest of the season. We obviously know the lead candidate's coming in. They're asking Connor to drop out of the race. What storyline do you think the president and the White House has to do with the rest of the season?
I think Connor will probably end up being comic relief. I can't see them being a major plot point. I don't think he's ever been a major plot point, but that 1% for $100 million sounds like a Bloomberg. But I think that the power that Logan had, the power that ATN had, is the power that Fox has, and it used to be back in the day when Rush Limbaugh was on top before Fox was a thing. If the Democrat was in power, the conservative media was better because they could just hit them. They could just bash them and bash them with a bomb. But with Trump, people are so like, that's all they do anyways, bash Democrats. But not without getting political, but a reasonable person could say that they are very into bashing Democrats and wokeness. I think a reasonable person on either side could say that.
There's emails that say such.
So it's critical that they get their neo-Nazi dude with the neo-Nazi seasoning. It that Con not Connor Roman was having like the penis thing with, but a lot of gay overtones. It's crucial. I think the power of it, the success of it, and maybe whoever can get that guy elected can maybe end up being the guy who runs it or the gal who runs it. Maybe that's it. I don't know.
That's a good point because I always forget that they had that connection with the president the first two seasons. It kind of fell apart during the DOJ thing, so that was kind of why they're like, okay, we're gonna pick the new one. And then let's send it here. Is there gonna be a hero at the end of the show? Because the only two people I know that most people will say that they flat out like as a character or can truly root for without admitting that they're just not a horrible person. The people that said Greg, I think that ship has long sailed in the
Yeah, it
last
should be. He's pretty
season.
bad.
To me, it's Jerry and Roman. Like, they're the two that I have the most sympathy for, but I don't know if either of them are quote
A
unquote
lot of people
the
like
hero of the
Tom.
show.
A lot of people like Tom, and I fuss about him on some of the
He's
succession boards.
horrible,
But they
man.
say because Shiv treats him horribly. But you see the fact that he said, it's one thing to say, delete this, I'm exposed. That's bad. You could have waited till his body got cold. But to say, tell people I was with him, that's on another level of lowness. That shows you who Tom was the whole time. He's just too cowardly to stand up to his wife, but he's a
And I think he had to know. Like, that's where I push back on those people is he married her for all the same reasons that Willis
he's a
married
sociopath.
Connor. It's all about the power. He wants to be somebody. And that's why he married Shiv, and that's why he knew that
When he
their
got the
marriage was
chance,
falling
he
apart.
turned on her.
Yep,
Now, maybe if she was more
exactly.
loving, maybe he wouldn't have, but I think he still might have because that's what he always wanted. He always was like, hey, Shiv, what about your dad? Come talk about your dad. Come. Like, it was like the mom's husband. She wanted to meet Logan more than he wanted to meet Logan more than celebrate his wedding. And so
Exactly.
it's like, it's like your way to get to Logan is through the women. I don't think Jerry, they've never treated Jerry as super significant. She had a run and technically she was CEO, but they've never, and she's a wonderful actress. And that's somebody else I've been exposed to, some of her old work, a character actress. But no, I don't think there's gonna be a hero. I think it's not that kind of show. The hero
Yeah.
died.
Exactly.
The hero died.
What
This is Breaking Bad,
did
the
Shiv
protagonist.
say though?
This is Breaking Bad.
She called him a patriot and Family something, and it was just
Bye, something,
fantastic.
yeah.
The wording that they used, I was like, man, I want somebody to say that about me
It
when
was
I
amazing.
die.
I know, yeah, I was like, I need that too. I was like, goodness
Is
gracious.
there anything else you want to talk about Succession before we get out of here?
Just I think the dynamic that they have set up. I'm just so curious. I'm always curious when a show's ending, but and I'm not so much curious about what happens, like Game of Thrones or Breaking Bad, like what's gonna happen. Of course, who's gonna be on in the top seat is interesting. But like, how are they gonna do this in a post-Logan world? And it reminds me of when I was a kid, grew up reading comic books, whatever. And so for 20 years, however long I was watching them, nobody ever died. Then they were like, well, we can kill the characters, just make them come back to life. But then you would have 6, 7, 8, 9 issues of Spider-Man with no Spider-Man. It's like, how good of a writer are you? 6, 7, 8 issues of Batman, or a year of Batman. They start pushing it. A year of Batman. Then there was the death of Superman. How many issues of this comic, of this show, can you make without the title character? That's the key. And then
Looking
Spider-Man
at you,
was like,
Marvel, right?
yeah. It's like, wait a minute. Yeah, exactly. So Spider-Man was like, oh, wait a minute. We got more stories about Jonah Jameson, and it was deep, and more stories about Mary Jane, but nobody was spinning webs. So eventually you get tired of that shit. Or nobody's flying. And so it's not Superman. It's not Batman. It's not, you can even have Dick Grayson become Batman, and it's
Right.
still not Batman. So same thing here. How long can they go? Is seven too long before they could do it? Can they make it to the finish line without their guy?
It's going to be really interesting to see. And I just though do want to say the combination of acting and writing on this show
Is
is,
unprecedented.
yeah, I think it's
It's
all
both.
time,
It's the
but
writing and the acting. And I don't know as much about this, but it's the camera direction. And they talked about this, but the way they're like, and again, that's not my strength, but they don't do like a lot of this one more, but they don't do a lot of extreme close-ups. It's always like you're a voyeur just watching from far, like a good distance away. Like if you stood at the door and you watch people, it's almost like you're a character. You're at literally watching these people do things, and it doesn't always feel like a show. It just feels like you're watching people do
to
things.
your point, the shot that I loved in this one was Connor walking with Shiv and Kendall, where they're telling him the news, and the camera pans up, and you can literally see Roman on the floor just rocking in a ball. And that was when Connor's like, what is going
What's
on?
happening? Yeah, wait a minute.
Exactly. And it's
Because
just,
Connor
I mean,
didn't even, I mean,
that's,
it's his wedding. He didn't want it. He's like, what are you doing? This
he
better not
just
be like a
wanted to,
business
get
deal.
rid of the loony cake. So, but I'm really looking forward to it. Definitely would love to, talk this again some more before the
Yeah, we can
season's
hit it
over
again.
with. And appreciate you letting me come on, RC.
No problem. All right, man. Thank you. Don't forget to rate, subscribe, and share. See you guys.